We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
The more they tell you love to hate.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good one?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Set the cameras, I'm about to f*** this up.
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MB.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
It's also the first day of spring.
It is the first day of spring.
It's also Alien Abduction Day.
You know I love that because I've been abducted by aliens quite a few times in my life.
We can tell.
Why they return you?
I don't think they have. I think they just come and pick me up every now and then and do some maintenance. Listen, okay. Remember last year we did Have You Ever Been Abducted by Aliens? That was great.
Yes.
Let's do that again this year.
Let's
that
do
was
it.
Great.
Yeah, that was
we got
great.
Space for that? No, we don't today. What's today?
No, no space for that today.
No, we don't.
No space for that today.
We don't.
All right. Well, I am in Atlanta. Of course, I'm on my daughter's college tour. Yesterday I went to Hampton and Old Dominion. Today we're hitting up Spelman, Clark, Emory, and Georgia Tech. Those are the colleges we're hitting up today.
I be forgetting how much people I got in Atlanta because I was getting so much text yesterday. Not even just Atlanta. Somebody from Hampton hit me and was like, I just saw Envy. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no,
like,
actually.
All right.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been going through these colleges. So I've been actually, like, going to the colleges, eating in their cafeteria, like, really letting Madison experience what college life is going to be so she can actually see. So we've been all through these schools, man. It's been a lot of fun running into a lot of people. Been talking to a lot of kids that have communication majors that want to get into radio or want to do TV. So they've been asking a bunch of questions. I've been doing a bunch of interviews. So it's kind of, it's both. I've been taking my daughter around, and I've been talking to a lot of the students about furthering their career in communication. So it's been a lot of fun.
Did you see my homie April Wooded?
I did see April. What April said, what up to you? She said, y'all speak frequently, and she said that yep. You're a good person. I said, I don't know her as a good
Shut
person,
up.
But
known April
yeah, I did see her.
Known April for over a decade. Drop on the clues bombs for April Woody. That's the homie right there. You know what I saw last night? I had a van screening for the new Jordan Peele movie, Us.
How was it?
Oh, okay. What'd you think?
I was thoroughly entertained. And
really?
A lot of people that saw the movie a week before me, they said the movie was whack. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I saw Us.
I think that
that's 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes too.
I thought it was I was thoroughly entertained. I think that you got to look at it like if Get Out was a Good Kid, Mad City, this is Jordan Peele's To Pimp a Butterfly. So you can't go into it thinking like this is going to be another Good Kid, Mad City, and you can't go into it thinking this is going to be another Get Out. And I don't want to give away too much.
You can't give away anything.
I don't want to give away nothing. I will say though, if Get Out is about racism, then Us is about classism. And I'm going to shut up before I jump out the window. Because it's a lot of little symbolism in there that's really, really, okay. really dope. That we can talk about next week after the movie comes out. Does the movie come out this weekend?
Yeah,
it comes out Friday?
The 22nd.
Okay, I'm going to check it out this weekend.
So we can talk about it on Monday.
Yeah, y'all got to go out and support this movie, man. And Lupita Nyong'o did an excellent job in her role. She was popping.
She did.
All right. Don't tell us no more. I'm going to go see it this Friday. Man.
I didn't
now
say
I'm
anything.
Excited.
Just said she did a good job in her role.
I'm excited. I'm excited now.
I also want to record the show. All of them was on the schedule, but all of them canceled for whatever reason.
Lupita Nyong'o, Winston Duke. I thought it was always pending, and they never confirmed it.
Lupita Nyong'o, Winston Duke, Jordan Peele. Okay? They all canceled the Breakfast Club interview for whatever reason, but who cares? I still enjoy
Well, maybe they'll come after the movie. Maybe they wanted you to see the movie first. So maybe they'll come after the movie.
No, I should have sent a screener. No, I went to see it.
All right.
It was good. I was thoroughly entertained.
Now, what I like was when Miami.
I was going to say what I like when they did this, the first screenings last week. They made sure that it was all like black people in the theaters too, because it is
nothing
a black horror movie.
Nothing like watching a horror movie with black people, especially in New York. Because last night I heard so many that screen got yelled at so much, and they called this one character in the screen the P word so many times, the P word that's slang for a woman's vagina.
Okay,
mad
no.
P, yo! A number of times. It was good.
My
though.
Goodness. Now, from Love & Hip Hop Miami, we have JoJo joining us this morning, right?
Yes. She's been getting into a lot of issues this season, and she actually had roots put on her, she believes, from Amara La Negra.
That's right. She coughed up a frog.
No, she
did. She?
No.
I don't know. I'm just making that up.
Now, who is JoJo? Is she an artist? How is she connected to Love & Hip Hop?
She's a stylist, and she owns a store in Miami, and her father is very rich. So if you remember in the first season, she kept saying how she's a millionaire. So he's a powerful boss.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
We are going to be talking about D'Angelo Russell. Let's talk about those Brooklyn Nets and what happened last night. Also, since we're talking sports, let's talk about baseball and a contract for $426 million.
Sheesh. Okay. All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's talk about them Brooklyn Nets, Yee.
Yes, let's talk about the Brooklyn Nets. D'Angelo Russell, he scored 27 in the fourth quarter, and that's when the Nets came back from a 28-point deficit. And the Brooklyn Nets won 123-121 against the Sacramento Kings with Rondae Hollis-Jefferson scoring the game winner with only 0.8 seconds left.
Yeah, they balling. They're definitely balling.
All right, now let's talk about Mike Trout and the Los Angeles Angels. They're about to do an agreement, and that's going to be a record-breaking 12-year, $426.5 million contract. Is that amazing? That's the largest deal in the history of North America.
12 years. 12 years.
Mm-hmm. All
right. And that's guaranteed, I believe. So, I mean, that's great. You know, that is big. Absolutely positively amazing.
If you're pushing your kids into athletics, you might want to push your kids into baseball.
Yeah, right? It sounds good.
Isn't the Powerball today, too? $550 million or something today?
Yes.
Yes, today's the $550 million lottery jackpot. So, you guys find out if your life is about to change.
Yeah, very rare to make it to the major leagues in any sport and make that kind of money, and very rare to win the Powerball.
All right, now, Robert Kraft, since we're still talking about sports, they said that there's absolutely no way that he will take a no-plea deal. They're offering him that in his prostitution solicitation case. And they're saying that they will also drop the charges if he admits he would have been found guilty at trial of soliciting a prostitute. But no way is he planning to take that deal. So
he doesn't want to admit that he's guilty even though he's on tape and they saw him going there and whatnot?
He said he didn't do anything wrong and he's not going to take a deal that indicates that he did.
He must not have ejaculated. That's the only reason. If he'd ejaculated, he'd plead guilty.
On tape. All right, now, FDA. The FDA has approved the first ever postpartum depression drug. This is the first time in history. And that's a drug that's specifically for treating postpartum depression. They said that offers a lot of new hope to women and to physicians as well. They said 1 in 9 new mothers after childbirth actually have these symptoms of postpartum depression. It's a serious mental illness. They said it will be administered as a single 60-hour IV drip. And it has mild side effects like headaches, dizziness, or excessive sleepiness. It is going to cost between $20,000 to $35,000 per treatment, and the medication will be available in June. So, I don't know. Does insurance cover that?
I'm sure they would have to, I'm thinking, but I'm just always, it just feels funny to put somebody on pills for depression, and then when do they ever come off? So they never come off depression?
I think it
says
a one-time treatment.
And what are the side effects?
I just told you, it's headache, dizziness, or excessive sleepiness, mild side effects.
That sounds like mothers anyway. Once they've been up with the kids all night and the kids have been crying and they got to feed them. Like,
well, postpartum depression is a really serious mental illness. And sometimes people don't know how to handle it. They're embarrassed to even say it. They have these terrible thoughts. So it would be great to have a way to treat women who are suffering from that.
Oh, no, definitely. But I'm just saying, the side effects sound like, you know, being up taking care of the child anyway. The tiredness, the headaches, all that.
All right.
All right. Well, that's... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, all right. That's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, a bad morning. Or maybe you got a cold from a coworker like Angela Yee, who had this cold for the last two weeks.
You got me sick. I'm a little sick.
And that she gave it to everybody in the room. Everybody's damn near sick in our studio right now, except for Charlamagne.
If you had a cold for 2 weeks, then you might need a pill that does something to your immune system and your health. You got a cold for 2 weeks.
Huh? And she got it again. Now she got another cold.
I
was fine. And now Envy got everybody sick.
Right. I'm not even there. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kathy from Columbia.
Hey, good morning.
Get 803, chest, what's mama. Happening?
Hey. We're in the hospital. My daughter's in the hospital. I think we're on day like 5 or 6. I don't lost count. I'm ready to go home.
What happened?
Well, first she came in with a sickle cell crisis, like a pain crisis, and then that turned into the flu. So we've been here like for the last part of the day for the flu.
Is she going to be okay though, right?
Yeah.
First of all, Angela, you don't need to be asking nobody if they're okay because she's had a cold for 2 weeks. Is you going to be okay, Angela?
I was fine. You know what? I've been traveling a lot.
Oh, okay.
And I'm off my routine of my juicing and everything, so. Oh.
And how you doing, Mama? Because I know your daughter's been in the hospital 5 days. That means you've been in the hospital 5 days. How you holding up?
Going crazy.
I could imagine.
Going mad.
When do you think you'll be able to get out of there?
If all goes well this morning.
Oh, that'd be great, man. We'll be praying for y'all to get out of there.
Cross our fingers, Mama.
All right, baby.
Have a good morning. Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Anna Marie.
Hey, Anna Marie. Get it off your chest.
I just want to talk about the college tours that you've been talking about the past few days.
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's really important, like, even just going on college tours in general, just so you can get, like, the feel of the campus. And
absolutely.
I think it's really just important for, like, people to go, because you never know a campus until you go to it.
That's you're right.
Like,
absolutely
for me,
right.
For example, like, I would always take every opportunity to go on college tours. I know, like, my family's, like, real big on HBCUs, so... Every chance I got, I had a cousin at this school. I go and visit them. I had my brother at this school. I would go and visit them. Just get a feel for the campus. You just never know until you get there. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, Evie's ready to go back to school.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie. I thought about going to the master's program Hampton had. But, you know, I would say this. And this is what I think we should do. And this is going to sound crazy. We have, as the African-American community, we have a lot of great athletes. A lot of great athletes, football players, baseball players, basketball players, soccer, lacrosse. And a lot of us are so great, and we don't go to our own HBCU schools. And that's crazy to me.
What these athletes think that going to these HBCUs will lessen their chance of going pros because a lot of the pro scouts don't look at what the HBCUs are doing. But, I mean, if you're a dope-ass baller, you're going to get noticed anywhere. And on another note, I hate when... Dominicans say that they're a part of the African American community.
Yo,
you know
up,
what
man.
I'm saying?
Yo,
I heard
up.
You.
I'm black, yo.
No, I heard you say that. You know, this us as African Americans.
Yes, I'm black, yo. I am black. But I thought about it because my son plays sports, and I never looked at an HBCU for him because it was just I just never looked at the sports programs. But I'm like, now I really want my son to go to an HBCU, no matter if he plays ball good or not. Like, I really want him to go because we need to start having our own. Players and our own athletes coming from our own institutions.
Yeah, that would get the HBCUs popping and bring a lot of money to the HBCUs immediately.
Just imagine if Zion, who's supposed to be the number one pick, played for
South Carolina
Howard,
State.
South Carolina State, Hampton.
He's from South Carolina.
Morehouse or South Carolina State. Just imagine if he played there, how much traffic that school would get.
Just imagine the scholarships your daughter could be getting for being Dominican, but you won't let her rep her true heritage.
My goodness, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is
your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Spoon, man.
Spoon, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, well, March 7th, we had the first officer in the state of Florida convicted of killing a black man, Newman Rogers. And y'all never said nothing about that, Charlamagne, especially as much as you go hard on Florida.
I didn't hear about it. I didn't even hear about it.
Yeah, give us the story.
Yeah, tell us.
Corey Jones was a good dude. He got killed on the side of the road waiting on the tow truck. Police pulled up, coming up the off ramp, shot him, killed him, and he got convicted of murder.
How?
The officer got convicted of murder.
Oh, the officer,
yeah.
Officer got convicted of murder.
How much time he get?
They ain't sentencing yet.
Oh, that's a beautiful.
You're supposed to get 25 and up.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. That sounds like justice, especially if they charge him with murder and not manslaughter. They usually charge officers with manslaughter.
But I think he charged him with manslaughter and attempted first degree murder.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for,
well, thank you for
know,
putting
bro.
That on my radar, my brother.
Yes, I'm looking it up right now.
Hello, who's this?
I'm Stay Blessed, and I'm a 13-year-old Louisville rapper. And
hi,
Uncle Shaw.
Hello.
Hey, Stay Blessed. Come I on, love mama. Your name.
So you're going to rap for us?
I hate that you're a rapper, though.
Okay, so...
Don't do it, baby. It's the first
no,
day
let's,
of spring.
Let's hear it. Come
you
on.
Got it. You got it. You got it,
you
mama.
You stay
go.
Blessed, girl. Let's go.
So my elementary teacher of the year, she was on here a couple of weeks ago, and I was mad because I didn't get to do my freestyle when she was
I'm
on
do
here.
It now.
Okay. I'm a queen. I wear a crown. Just like Claudette Colvin, I came to get down. Let me take South Colvin. That's Claudette's seat. First black queen who didn't give up a seat. Gave Rosa the fame because Claudette's pregnancy. So I had to step in, secure a legacy. Colvin was young, had to go to prison and refused to give up a seat. To white women, I'm
saying
hallelujah. Where's in my bars? No Buddha, I'm Maya Angelou of the century. I rise, we rise, and that's our history.
Hey, drop with a gold bar for Stay Blessed, Daddy.
Hey.
That would be fire around Black History Month, too. I mean, fire all year.
Stay Blessed, you got to read this book on the come up. You'll love it.
So now you got to retweet our YouTube video, Kids Black History Cipher, because we need to get our views up because we want to be on
Well, tag us.
What
Kids
is it?
Black History Cipher.
Where do I look that up at?
Tag us right now. We'll retweet it.
Kids Black History Cipher.
Tweet me in that, but also don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know what I'm saying? You
oh
can,
my
you can.
Gosh.
You, don't limit yourself to one hustle.
She's 13.
You can do a lot more than just rap. You know what I mean? But I like what you were spitting just now, though.
Thank you, mama.
Okay, okay, queen.
Hello,
okay. Young queen.
Hello, who's this?
Rashard.
Rashard, what's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
What's up, Envy? How you doing? Look, I want to take this time. I'm so happy I got through. I listen to y'all every morning, man. Like, this is an honor. Like, I don't want to get nothing off my chest. I just want to big up the Breakfast Club. Y'all, I listen to y'all every morning. I'm a truck
Thank
driver
you.
From Frito-Lay from Baltimore. Angela Yee, I love your grace.
Like, Thank you.
I love you. I can see you having your own show on TV One one day.
TV One, baby.
Yeah, TV
That's
One.
That's right. Drop on a clue bomb for Angela Yee on TV One.
I knew you was from Baltimore as soon as you started talking.
That's what he sees for you, Yee.
Oh, for real?
Your own show on TV One. I like TV One, though.
Yeah, me too.
D.L. Hughley got a show on TV One.
Yep, D.L. Hughley
Roland Martin used to have a show on TV One. I like TV One.
You in your truck now, brother?
No, I'm off today. I just got out the gym, you know, but, you know, this an honor. Charlamagne, yo, you just don't understand, man. I love you, bro.
I love you too, my brother.
Okay.
I swear, man, like you is my inspiration, and you don't understand, yo. Like, everybody in my life, I gotta defend you to, like, cause everybody around me hates you. You know what I'm saying?
You sound like all my other friends.
Bro, I love you, man.
He's like the girl. He's like your girl, and the family don't like. Like, you gotta just, you know.
I'm a very polarizing figure. I understand, but I love you too.
How much can you bench press? He just came from the gym. Huh?
Yeah, about 220.
Okay, 320. Wow.
He said 220.
Oh, he said 220.
No,
he's like, slow down. I was like, damn.
Hey, well, we appreciate you appreciating us, my brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Charlamagne. Every platform you on, I look at, man. Breakfast Club, Brilliant Idiots, everything. And I apologize. You was in Baltimore. You was at John Hopkins University, and you was
he's
also
love,
at...
Love.
You was at John Hopkins University, and you was also at, I forgot where else you was at.
Shoot, so did
you I. You was at Morgan State.
Morgan State, yep.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, man. I worked 14 hours that day. I couldn't get at you, man. But I apologize. But I love you, man.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Next time.
Next time, you hook up with him, all right?
You know, I can't even bench press the bar with no weights on it.
The bar 45 pounds.
I can't do it.
I bench press 225.
Because he just said he does?
Nah, dude, I bench press 225. 225 is number 245.
How many times?
I do 3 reps of 10, and that's 245s on each side.
Well, next time you in town, you know, you spot him. You stand over him, and you hold the bar and wear shorts, and, you know, y'all, anyway.
I'd rather spot and T-f***ing you. Now, what you going to do now? Now, I'm flirting early. What's up? Early.
We couldn't even make it through.
Early.
We couldn't
early.
Even get through.
6 in the morning, guy, shots are being shot. What's
crazy.
Up?
We couldn't even get through the first hour.
Right, this guy's crazy. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Wow. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you're going to human resources after this, whatever it may be, call us up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I'm flustered. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Well, yeah, I mean, since you guys are doing that, let's talk about Adrian Broner and Andrew Caldwell, who is delivered.
Delivered!
Now they're having a little back-and-forth situation.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Cardi B and J-Lo.
It's time.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Jennifer Lopez and Cardi B are going to be starring in a movie together. It's called Hustlers, and it is about strippers basically coming together to take advantage of these Wall Street, quote, dirtbags who deserve to be drugged and robbed. Another person in the movie is Constance Wu. You know her from Crazy Rich Asians. Kiki Palmer's in it as well.
Everything's going according to plan. We all knew Cardi was going to invade Hollywood after the music, so, yeah.
It sounds like a good movie.
Dropping the clues bombs for Body.
All right, now I was confused about what was going on, and I had to backtrack yesterday when I saw the story about Andrew Caldwell and Adrian Broner. You know Andrew Caldwell from being delivered.
Yeah, he used to love penis in a past life, but not anymore.
Yeah, he
anymore.
Said he was delivered, and he was no longer gay, and he went on
what
to
does
say
he, do?
He wouldn't carry a purse or wear makeup anymore, and a video just went viral.
What does he do? Does he...
He just went viral for saying that he was delivered when he was at church.
That's all. He used to love penis in a past life, and the video went viral.
That video went viral. That's why people know him.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So things got a little crazy. I didn't know what was going on online. Now, first, Adrian Broner posted to Andrew Caldwell, "If you don't get out my inbox before I punch the testosterone out your gay ass."
I think he meant to say estrogen.
Well, he said testosterone. Now... Andrew Caldwell responded to Adrian Broner, and, you know, Adrian Broner first publicly wrote this, and then Andrew Caldwell responded, and he posted a picture that Adrian Broner had blocked him and said, "I will pull them receipts, text messages, and inbox. Don't make me call my lawyer." Here's what else he said.
"God deliver me from homosexual, so you know I can pick up that spirit. I have an antenna, and I see you, and you do go that way, and you use these young girls as a cover-up. No, you better watch yourself. Because I'll pull these receipts. And you need to tell your fans you are that way. We see you. We see each other. I see you. And you do go that way. And my job is not to blast nobody or none of that. But don't come here telling me I was trying to sleep with you. No, you're trying to sleep with me."
Here's the thing, and this is what I want everybody to realize. Whenever someone says they have receipts online, they have zero receipts. You know why? Because if they had the receipts, they would play that trump card early to get the attention.
Well, Adrian Broner responded and said this.
"And look, this is a PSA, because I don't know what type funny boy on, but look, if any punk ass come run up on me trying to touch me on all that gay I'm letting you know right now, if I ain't got my gun on me, I'm knocking you the out. If I got my gun on me, I'm shooting your face."
Now, it's a lot of things that get misconstrued for homophobia nowadays. Just want y'all to know that was a clear-cut example of homophobia. All right?
Fans are butts about that one.
Just in case y'all don't understand what homophobia actually is, that is a clear-cut example right there. Nothing to be misconstrued in that statement.
Now, here is how Andrew Caldwell responded to Adrian Broner.
"So he fined DMs. All I said was, 'Good job, man. Keep up the good work.' Two, he's like, 'Hey, what's up? You that guy, Mr. Deliver.' I responded back, 'Yes, I am that guy. You was in my inbox. As I say again, he want me to eat his booty out. And I said, 'No.' Next, you know, I'm blocked. So as I say again, I'm not eating no more booty. You don't have to bend over nowhere and wash your booty with Dove soap.
because I'm not going to eat your booty no more.
Wow, threaten me with a gun and I'll eat your buns.
Now, all I know is that exchange didn't sound so bad. He said, you know, good job. He responded, said, oh, you that delivered guy. I don't know what other messages transpired after that.
The heat of Adrian's gun has nothing on Andrew's tongue.
All right, so we'll keep you guys.
Jeez, listen,
why don't y'all listen to my man Duval? Don't go back and forth with these. Because when you go back and forth with these, things like this happen.
But okay? Adrian Broner started it online. It's not like Andrew Caldwell posted something. Adrian Broner posted that to him and added him.
And never go to war with somebody that gives a F less than you. Because Andrew Caldwell clearly don't give a
damn. He enjoys going viral.
He don't care about
exactly.
nothing.
He enjoys going viral. So you sitting there talking about fighting and all kind of stuff, and here he comes up, but you ain't getting your booty ate no more. Now everybody laughing at you.
Now we feel bad for you.
Now, for who? Adrian, for not getting your booty ate no more?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
All right, now, Ariana Grande.
We don't believe that story, right?
No, I don't know.
No, I'm just making sure. I can't tell nowadays. Right?
No.
We don't believe. We know Adrian wasn't messing with this young man.
I don't know what was going on.
I don't think so.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think so.
But I'm not here to, you know, have any judgment.
Yeah, but we're not judging anyway. Yeah. We don't judge
anyway. Man, stop it, man. Don't do that to that man. See what I'm saying? That's why you don't go back and forth right here.
I'm saying I don't know. I'm just reporting.
No, we don't believe that. I don't believe that.
I'm just reporting what happened. I'm not picking a side.
We don't believe that. Shout out to Adrian. We don't believe that.
All right. Ariana Grande, she's on tour, and the way she kicks off her tour right now is with some Mac Miller music. That's right, she kicked off her tour Monday night. She was in Albany, New York, and before she went on stage, she had the DJ play some music, some Mac Miller tracks, just to pay homage to her late ex-boyfriend.
Doesn't Mac get publishing for that, his estate?
Yeah, they should, definitely. Yeah. All right.
For the concert hall? For the venue?
Yeah, when you play music anywhere. Even if you play music at a restaurant, they're supposed to get money for that, too.
Yeah, because even if you, like, you know how they be playing, like, certain clips from things? Mm-hmm. You got to clear that and everything nowadays, right?
Even, you know, I just was reading a story about Peloton, the bikes. Mm-hmm. And they use music from certain artists like Rihanna, Katy Perry. And they just ended up getting in trouble and having to pay for that, for using that on the bikes. When gotcha.
I don't know if a DJ played it in the venue, you would have to pay for it.
Yeah. I think so. Uh-oh, Envy.
I'm just saying at a concert. I'm not saying at any venue. I'm thinking about right. If it's part of your set at a concert.
If he got a lot of strip club money, he got to give up to the labels.
I don't even know if that's true. We just talking.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Angela Yee, front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about the FDA. They have finally, for the first time ever, approved a postpartum depression drug.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. The Samsung Galaxy S10 is making headlines. After 10 years of the Galaxy, this is definitely the best one yet. The Galaxy S10 is available now, and you can get up to $300 when you trade in your old phone at Samsung.com. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I just want to say F Angela Yee. She gave everybody in the studio a cold.
I don't got no damn cold.
Yeah, that's impossible.
But you, everybody else, Dramo, Steve, Dan, Eddie.
Are you sure that it's not from you moving around and being around all these kids? You know, they have a lot of germs.
No, it's you.
Y'all need to think about the fact that Angela Yee had this cold for 2 weeks.
What the hell? And now she got another one.
The problem is that I traveled a lot in these past couple of weeks, and I'm off my routine. If I don't take my vitamins and have my juices, yes.
You didn't go to the doctor, so you don't even know.
I didn't have time. I wasn't here. My immune system was weak, but I'm okay.
All right. Well, let's get some front page news.
Yes, and let's give another shout out to our Brooklyn Nets.
Who is R?
All of us. Brooklyn Nets won 123. You don't have to be from Brooklyn for them to be.
Shout out to the Brooklyn Nets.
You're not from Dallas.
Yeah, they are Brooklyn Nets in
town. Our Brooklyn Nets, 123-121 in the win over the Sacramento Kings. They actually won with 0.8 seconds left thanks to Rondae Hollis-Jefferson scoring that game-winning point. And, of course, thanks to D'Angelo Russell, who got 27 in the fourth quarter alone.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jefferson. Shout out to D'Angelo Russell. They are balling.
Let me tell you how lame New York fans are, especially the D-Ride in New York. Let Zion Williamson get drafted by the Knicks. Let them get Kyrie and Kevin next year and watch what team be ours. In New York.
New York, we represent
both
teams.
The Brooklyn Nets will always
represent
my team,
those teams.
No matter what. I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's only been here 3 years.
It's only been here three years.
And now it's going to always be my team. It will always be my team because I'm from Brooklyn and I'm a fan of the Brooklyn Nets.
You might be.
Yeah. I'm also a global ambassador for diversity, inclusion, and community engagement.
Okay. Now we
talking. Hey, fam.
Long ass title.
And by the way, if y'all want to come to the game, April 10th, Dwayne Wade is going to be playing his last game at the Barclays ever. So that could be your chance to see him play our Brooklyn Nets.
That's right, Brooklyn. You get one last chance to rob Dwayne Wade.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In Brooklyn. All right.
April 10th, I'm going to post a link. All right. Anyway, Lauren Sanchez's brother says that $200,000 deal that he made with the Inquirer was the deal with the devil. Now, if you guys remember, we talked about this story yesterday. Michael Sanchez is Lauren Sanchez's brother, and Lauren Sanchez was Jeff Bezos's mistress when he was married still. I think he still is married, and that he told the story with the text messages and the pictures to the Inquirer for $200,000. He said he did it to protect Lauren and to protect Jeff Bezos by ensuring the news of their romance broke only after their mutual spouses were told. That's what he's saying. And yes, it didn't.
Sure. That's why you took a $200,000 check you ain't telling nobody about, right? But you were doing it to protect somebody else.
They had to actually do an investigation to find out. So
yeah, very selfless.
I don't know if that was really a favor. He said, I may have helped the Inquirer with their story, but I never had access to the penis selfies.
Whoa.
So just so you know, he's not the person.
So damn, he got $200,000 without giving up the penis selfies?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
He said he's not responsible for the more intimate shots of Jeff
Bezos.
How
much did the penis selfies go for?
Why, you want to buy?
I'm just saying, it got to be a pretty penny for Bezos' balls, right?
I don't know.
All right. Now let's talk about this drug that could potentially help women who are suffering from postpartum depression.
No.
For the first time ever, the FDA has approved a drug specifically for that treatment. And that is going to be a single 60-hour IV drip. They said there's mild side effects. There's headache, dizziness, excessive sleepiness. But, you know, that could be extremely helpful for women who are suffering from postpartum depression. Sometimes women suffer for up to years. And this is only a one-time thing that you have to do. But it does cost between $20,000 and $35,000 for that treatment. So that medication will be available in June.
Now, I wonder if you get the treatment immediately after you have the baby. Is it like something that you do preemptively, or is it something that you do when you start getting symptoms of postpartum?
No, I think when you get symptoms, and that's just going to give everybody that drug.
Yeah, you don't want to just give everybody a drug if they don't need it.
I mean, that's what the flu shot is. Everybody go get a flu shot before they get
the flu. I don't get a flu shot. Maybe I should have. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your front page news.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back from Love & Hip Hop Miami, JoJo will be joining us.
Letting you know right now, I know nothing about this young woman.
Now, JoJo's a stylist, so she styles people like Young Thug, Rich Homie Quan. She owns a store in Miami as well. And her dad is a businessman in Mexico, so he owns several businesses, so the family has a lot of money. And you'll learn a lot more about her from the interview. But she's been on this last season of Love & Hip Hop Miami. The first season, she was well-liked. She was going through a lot of family drama. Her father was leaving her mom, and we felt very bad for her. This last season, she's been getting into beef with everybody, including her former friend Amara La Negra.
Oh, that's who Amara was talking about when she was hip?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll talk to her when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building from Love & Hip Hop Miami, JoJo.
Good morning, JoJo.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Did you get the roots taken off you?
Yes, I did.
You did?
She went to Mexico. Yeah.
Okay, good. Tell me about that procedure, because I be trying to tell people. Did you really believe in roots and voodoo?
It's not my religion. I'm a Catholic, but okay. I do believe that it's real.
Yeah. Was things happening to you that made you decide to go down to Mexico and get it taken
off? Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm not just going to blame somebody for something and it's like out of the blue, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't think Love & Hip Hop would follow something that is completely off.
Well.
I mean, well, for this particular, you know, we had to go through lawyers and stuff because it could be like she could sue the show for defamation of character. Okay. So, you know, my producer actually, our executive, she's into Santeria. Mm-hmm. So she kind of knew what was going on, like, on her own.
And Amara says she's aware of Santeria. And have you ever seen her or know of her
doing
anything?
Well, she practices one of those religions. So a lot of the stuff that she does, like, people don't really pay attention. Like, in the reunion, you know, she dressed, you know, after the god of the water, you know? So she does a lot of stuff mimicking, you know, certain African religions and stuff. So she's really into that stuff. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, when you see somebody do certain stuff, like, you know,
you've witnessed her do things.
I mean, she practices, you know, a lot of people in the industry practice sacrificing. You know what I mean? Santeria, you know, you sacrifice animals and stuff and, you know, you ask for stuff in return. I know a lot of rappers that do it.
What? You ever sacrifice something?
I've never done that, but
hey, I can't wait to get into that tax bracket. Religion. I got some hamsters out here.
Just to give people the backstory, JoJo and Amara were super tight on Love & Hip Hop.
Right, season one.
Yeah, season one. Yeah. And the issue is that she feels that Amara put roots on her.
Well, no. See, that's all wrong. That's not what happened. Me and her fell out because she had slid in my ex's DMs. This is where it all started.
Who's your ex? Because I saw you talking about that.
No, not Gunplay.
No, hell no.
I don't watch the show.
Yeah, I was like, what are you saying? Gunplay has a whole other girlfriend on the show.
That's a whole other relationship.
That said that.
Right. So what happened was she had slid in his DMs, and I felt some type of way about it.
Slid in how? Like, what did she say? Because when she was up here, she was acting very innocent about sliding in DMs. And, you know, like she said, she was being, she had met Gunplay, and it was just about music and their career.
I mean, it's happened to a couple people. You know, same with Juju. Her and Juju were really close. Shout out to Juju. And when she was talking to Safari, you know, she actually tried to mess with Safari. That's why Juju stopped talking to her as well.
Safari's getting a lot of action. So Amara tried to mess with Safari?
Yeah. So it's been a lot of little incidents. And for me, it was like, I just didn't expect it because I had her back. You know what I'm saying? All season one.
What did she say in the DM?
It was like, what's up? You know, what you doing? Just like, why are you being so friendly? Why do you feel like you can DM my ex? Mm-hmm. You know, she says it's friendly, but to me, that's ho-ish.
So you asked her about it, and she said she was just being friendly.
No, she had told me, she was like, I didn't think it was a big deal. You don't talk to him no more. You know, we just need to, you know, because he has a lot of money. So he was like, you know, we should just get some money out of him. And I was like, no, that's my ex. Like,
we should get some money out of him.
Yeah. And then I was like, when she said I wasn't down with it, she's like, you know, I'll never do it again. I apologize. And I forgave her for it, but I just fell back. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started hanging out with Bobby.
Okay.
Because I was like, I'm not feeling that situation. I forgive you, but I can't really with you like that.
And her and Bobby don't get along.
She started feeling some type of way because I started hanging out with Bobby. So she was like, Bobby. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But Bobby had never done nothing to that girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Charlamagne wanted to know about the process of getting the roots taken off.
Yeah, I want to know what happened before. Like, did you cough up a frog? Like, what happened that made you say, yo, I got something on me?
I was waking up every morning at 5 o'clock.
On the dot.
Like, and I would jump out my sleep. That's what really made me be like, okay, something has to be a little off.
Now, what about the people?
But why that time? Like, why did that bother you waking up at 5 o'clock every morning?
It didn't bother me. I had mentioned it to my father. You know, I was like, Dad, I don't know. Why the hell? I remember, I think I was with him one day. He's like, why do you keep waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning? I was like, I don't know. And he was like, okay, something is going on. See, in our culture, like, I'm from Mexico. I mean, it happens. Like, people do that. People mm-hmm. can put spells on other people to fall in love. People could do that, you know, so that you don't progress in life. Like, people really do that.
Have you ever done it?
Hell no.
Now, what about your relationships with some of the other cast members? We saw one scene because your wig, Shay pulled your wig off.
Right.
And they didn't show you.
Yeah.
Oh.
You like it?
I didn't notice that.
They were like, how come they didn't show that on television? So
the part where she took it?
Yeah. Or yeah, they didn't show you. They just showed her holding
the Well, shit. See, the way that was set up, I felt like I was set up in that scene. And I must still
Seems
stay in
like
my
it,
ground.
She ran
up. When I went, I walked out of the scene, I called Mona, and I was like, why would y'all do that? Mm-hmm. You know, my scene...
Because it's Love & Hip Hop. You know why.
But for me, it's like, I've given so much to Love & Hip Hop. Most of the people on the show have nothing to offer. Like, for me, I bring you on my home. Like, I bring you on my store. I brought Ace Hood, T-Pain, Brandon Marshall. I brought Alvin Kamara. Like,
she's a stylist.
You know what I mean? I bring all these actual people that would never come on the show if it wasn't because I asked them to. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving you all this. Why would y'all try me out of every f***ing castmate?
Because it's Love & Hip Hop.
I agree.
Now, she was also dating Pleasure P this last season.
And one day. It was one day. It's a one day thing.
It felt longer than that.
Because they dragged it for like 5 episodes.
I thought y'all was like going out, you know, constantly. Does he still like you or did he try to pursue you after that?
I feel like me and P would have never gone on a date if we wasn't both on Love & Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It was a storyline.
I mean, I can't say that. But, you know, I feel like if we both wasn't on Love & Hip Hop, we wouldn't have that. I'm not his type. He's not my type.
Okay.
You know my type.
But y'all are cool, yeah. She likes thugs.
Yeah, I'm not really.
You don't think Pleasure P a thug?
No, absolutely not. Okay. But he's a great guy. I f*** with him. Mm-hmm. We cool. We friends.
Now, how'd they get the roots off you in Mexico? Did they, like, tell you to cough up the semen demon? What'd they do?
Do you not believe it? Do you believe in that being real? What you
think
about
that? I'm from the South, right? I'm from South Carolina.
Okay.
So I've seen some things. I even think I felt some things in my life. Like, it was one point in time where I thought I had roots on me. But then I did realize it was my own karma that was causing these things to happen to me. So I don't know.
See, I'm not really into it, but I feel like it does exist. Just how there's good, there's bad. Like,
I feel like somebody can wish bad on you. Right? Like, I feel like somebody can really pray that things happen to them, but I think that they end up hurting themselves more than they end up hurting you.
And that's too much energy.
I ended up asking the person when I went to his original, I was like, why do I get up at 5 in the morning all the time? And he was like...
Your alarm clock, keep going off.
Well, shut up, Charlamagne. He had told me that that's like the most peaceful time of the 24 hours. Like, that's when, you know, people that practice voodoo and stuff, that's when they're up working because everybody's asleep, all energy's at a certain level, so that's when they practice that. So that's what he said. I went to Mexico. Whether I believe in it, don't believe in it, I still did it because I'm like, whatever the f*** this
Better
is, get it off
sorry.
Of me, period.
What did
exactly.
they do, though? Like, they had to burn sage? I don't know. What did they do?
Yeah. It was a lot of sage going on. Yeah. They had put fire around me. Yeah, they were singing, praying, all types of
I'm
stuff.
I'm surprised they didn't want to come film that.
Oh, no, they tried.
Really?
Yeah. They wanted to come to Mexico, but I don't know. I think they didn't have the budget. That's what it was.
Did you feel like it was off you once they did that?
Honestly, yeah.
See, I think it's all about what you
Is it
what
all
you
mental?
Believe. I think it's all mental.
That's what my mom told me. My mom was like, if you don't believe in it, that won't get to you.
Yeah.
She told me that. Honestly, maybe. I don't know.
I think you believed in it
all the time.
You believed in it, and that's what got to you.
Maybe.
And then you needed something strong to make you not believe in it.
Maybe that's what it was. And then I guess seeing her practice that type of stuff made me also be like, oh, she did it. You know what I mean?
Right,
yeah, like,
yeah.
It wasn't so far-fetched. Like, if I see you doing something and then I feel something, I'm like, oh, shit, she really did it.
All right, we got more with JoJo from Love & Hip Hop Miami. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Chuck, yeah.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. From Love & Hip Hop Miami, we have JoJo in the building. Yee.
That has to be stressful, though, because that was a relationship that you valued. And now it looks like after filming the show and everything that you guys no longer have a relationship. As a matter of fact, y'all really don't f*** with each other at all, period.
Well, this is where I'm actually really hurt about it. Mm-hmm. Because every interview I go on, they ask me, yo, what's up with you and Amara? Yo, this, yo, that. And I have never been like, f*** that bitch. I have never, you know, talked bad about her, said her business, even though I don't f*** with her and she's done some lame ass to me. It's like, it gotta be some type of loyalty after a friendship.
You know, it's interesting because even on the reunion when it first started, I'm trying to remember what happened, but somebody was saying something coming for Amara and it looked like you still wanted to defend her. Like, it was your reflex.
It was my reflex. When I was looking at the reunion, I was like, why the f*** am I still defending this girl?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because, like, the whole first season, I felt bad for her. Everybody was really, like, dragging her, coming for her. I didn't even know her. I met her the day that I defended her.
Wow.
I didn't even know this girl. So, you know, at first, I feel bad for her. I helped her out or whatever. Now I feel like, you know, you feeling yourself. Everybody in the show is trying to kiss your ass because, you know, they know you got a whole bunch of clout. Mm-hmm. Now everybody want to be on your side, you know?
Are you going to go back for another season?
I don't know, honestly. I'm, like, really thinking about it because I just feel like season one, it was good look. You know, I was involved with my family, my business, my clients, a little bit of drama here and there. It's like this season, you know, they built me up. And now I feel like everybody was just trying to attack me left and right.
Yeah.
I did Love and Hip Hop because I liked the platform. I was a fan of the show.
Right.
I did it for sport. I'm not doing it for a career choice.
All right. Well, before we get out of here, if there's something that you could say to people that watch the show so that they can know who you are better, what would you say?
Just be like, that is fake. I'm real.
I can't say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't say that.
Contractually.
It is fake, though.
I'll get a call as soon as I walk out the door. Like,
you think it's fake?
I mean, no, it's not fake. It can't be 100% real. It's not like you're walking around and the cameras are following you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, somehow, everything has to make sense. They have to insert the stories for it all adding up.
You
it
get to react how you react when you get put in situations, basically.
They give you storylines and scripts, though.
Like, you might end up sitting down to eat with people you normally wouldn't be eating with, or...
Of course not. Right. I wouldn't date certain people. I wouldn't hang out with certain people if it wasn't for, you know, let's just be completely honest. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't do that outside of my life. My life has been the same before Love & Hip Hop and after Love & Hip Hop.
What does your dad say when he watches it?
He doesn't watch it. My family doesn't watch the show.
They disappointed in you?
Yeah, they don't with it.
Damn.
My dad is... He be on and off. Like, he's like, he just doesn't want... He's like, for what? Mm-hmm. What are you doing it for? Like, you know what I mean? There's no money in that. No real money.
But he still supports.
You know, my dad talking about, no, yeah. He don't support it no more.
No, I'm saying he's still supportive of you, though.
Here and there. He wants me, you know, I went to school for law. Like, I have a law degree, so.
Really?
Yeah. I went to Stanford. Like, you know, he's like, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
Damn, how do you go from you that?
You know what I mean? Like, he's like, how do you go from being a lawyer, having a dad that could put you on any type of job? You know, he does politics and stuff. So he's like, why the fuck are you on TV acting like a clown?
So you have a law degree?
Yeah.
Why are you on TV acting like a clown? I'm with your guy.
I'm about to ask that same question.
I know.
I am with your father on this one.
You know what it was? When I went to school, I did not want to be a lawyer. He pushed it. I love fashion. So I was in school trying to be a lawyer, and you know, I was doing all this fashion shit on the side. Mm-hmm. When I started styling Young Thug and all these people, you know, I started styling Birdman. I was like, yo, this. I quit on my last year. I did the styling thing. I came back and graduated, took a break, got my degree, and then Love & Hip Hop came around. So
nope.
I think I just enjoyed doing
it
better.
Work.
Yeah, I just enjoyed it.
Flyest dressed attorney.
And I've been considering going back to it.
I don't think you should consider it. I think you should run back. That's a great success story.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I didn't know you had a degree from Stanford.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have known that unless you said something.
Yeah, yeah.
Never in a million years would I think somebody with a degree from Stanford with a law degree would be on Love & Hip Hop getting their work.
And that's why you got to pay attention when you watch shows like this. People have real lives and real things that they've accomplished, but sometimes those things don't get highlighted on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But why play yourself like this, though?
I mean,
you can't want
fame
and attention that bad.
But here's the thing. I tried it. You know, it was like, I want to do clothes, then I want to do stores, and then I was like, okay, what better platform to do it than Love & Hip Hop? Now, the store thing, is I didn't really like it. Love & Hip Hop is not really what I expected. I'm grateful for the opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of people would love that platform. But, you know, I don't know. It wasn't what I expected. So now I'm like really thinking, like, what should I do next?
Go back. I think you're wasting your talents.
I feel you.
That's what I think you're doing.
All right, well, Georgia, I'm glad you were able to come up and tell your side, because I know it has to be stressful when you see yourself being talked about. So, of course, you want to come and speak your piece.
Yeah.
You make your father proud. You know what I mean?
Dad, you're making me feel bad now. Like,
you
I'm
should.
Doing something
the truth
bad.
Hurts.
Like, damn.
Truth hurts. You could be doing a lot better than what you're doing.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. We'll think about it. I'm thinking about it. We'll see.
Now that
the
roots are off, let's get it going.
Exactly right.
So your student loans paid off? You still got all the student loans from Stanford? You still got all the student loans from Stanford. You need to go be a lawyer.
Here's the thing. Money with me has never been an issue.
Oh, your
it
student loans
never
paid
be
off?
Yeah, my is good.
I ain't asked you that.
Her father's rich.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She'll
I've
be
never
fine.
Had a student loan day in my
gotcha.
Life. Yeah. It ain't... With me, it has never been about money. I just want to do something that I love.
Well, we'll be watching part two of the reunion next week. So.
I'm depressed now.
Okay, cool.
We better not be disappointed in you, JoJo.
Why are you depressed?
I just want you to do more for yourself. I just don't understand what type of
world
we're
in. I feel like you're not a fan of Love & Hip Hop.
I mean, I don't dislike it. But
we have friends on there, by the way.
Yeah, but if you have a law degree from Stanford, why are you choosing to be on Love and Hip Hop? Like, that really feels like I'm in, like, a bizarro episode of Black
Mirror.
And
that's how my dad feels, too. He's yo, you have so much going on for yourself. You know, like, why do you pick that? And I looked in the mirror the other day, and I was like, what am I doing?
You're not a bozo.
I thought I wanted that.
What, to be a bozo?
No, shut up, Charlamagne. I thought I wanted to do fashion and then the store and then Love & Hip Hop came. And I still love it. But it's like now I'm like, okay, I'm getting older. Is this really where it's at?
You just have to figure it out.
Yeah,
and make some real decisions and strategize.
Good problems to have, I guess.
Yeah, yes. I'm blessed. Like, yeah. I can't complain about nothing, so.
All right, everybody at JoJo. What's your Twitter?
JoJo Zaror for everything.
And what's JoJo Zaror?
Yes. Zaror. Oh, you said it right.
Z-A-R-U-R.
Everybody add her on Instagram and Twitter and say, take your dumb ass back to law now. No. Don't be a bozo.
Everybody just put a stack of books emoji.
Put a stack of books. Please. Okay. Everybody just go put a bunch of books under JoJo's Twitter and Instagram right now. Good to meet you, JoJo.
Nice to meet you.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club.
Hey everybody, it's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
We are.
I just want to shout out to everybody again. I've been telling you guys all week, I'm on a college tour. I'm taking my daughters to all the colleges that she's been thinking about from. We started off in New York. We did the NYU thing. Then we did Georgetown University, and we did Howard. Yesterday we did Old Dominion and Hampton University.
Where else are
and
you today, going?
Today we're doing Spelman, Clark, and Emory. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to make it to Georgia Tech. And then we're doing University of Miami. And then we're doing UCLA.
You sound sick.
Those are the schools. I am sick. You got me sick.
I told you my homie said his dad works at Emory. And he said, hit him up so he can show you around. And he said that you can't bribe his dad, but you can bribe his dad through him. So basically.
I'm not bribing anybody. My daughter's grades are good money.
How come you weren't going to see Wesleyan? Where I went.
She didn't mention Wesleyan.
Tell Envy my pops is one of the deans at Emory Medical School. He can meet with him when they come down here if they want. He can't bribe him, but he can bribe me on his behalf.
Boom. I'm not bribing anybody. My daughter's grades are good money. We ain't got to bribe nobody.
What if she's not good at taking tests?
I think she is good at getting taking tests. But
listen, what does she want to do? Like, what's she going to school for?
You know, that's the thing. She really doesn't know. She sees me do the real estate thing, and she enjoys coming with me to do real estate. But they don't really have a real estate major. They have business majors with, you know, marketing and financing and management. But she loves the real estate. So she really doesn't know. So I told her to be an attorney.
I saw her on her YouTube channel saying she's going for the parties and the boys. I don't know how true that is.
She doesn't have a YouTube channel. That's first of all. But she doesn't know what she wants to do. So I'm going to let her just, you know, whatever she wants to do. I want her to go to college maybe the first year and just really figure it out. She's going to take pre-college, which is, you know, she can go to the summer beforehand and take some classes. I want her to enjoy herself. Just don't get wrapped up where she just doesn't have fun and just doesn't experience college life.
How much you willing to spend, bruh? Lori Loughlin out here with a $500,000 on it. What you got on the ticket, B?
Well, you gotta make sure in order for her to be like popular, you gotta do things like get her a keg and pay for things like that so she can have parties.
A keg?
Yeah.
No, she's not doing no parties.
And then you gotta get her one of those big things so she can make the grain alcohol punch.
Aunt Becky dropped a half a ticket. How much you dropping?
I'm not dropping nothing. All How about that? I'm not dropping nothing. And shout to all the students because we've been really doing it, going to classes. We've been eating at the cafeteria. I've been talking to a lot of the students about everything that's going on from, you know, have a lot of questions about communications and radio. And so I've been really just chilling with the students and just enjoying it, man. It's a lot of fun. I want to go back. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. Well, you should. You see Nick Cannon went back to school. You see Swiss Beats went to school.
I'm thinking about it. Go back and get my master's or something.
Yeah, good.
In business.
I'll get it.
All right, well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about somebody that people are now trying to cancel on social media.
Oh, God. Who they trying to cancel?
Another day, another cancellation that won't work.
There you go. All right, we'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Wendy made it a confession on her show, and she was very emotional as she talked about being in a sober house.
You know, Kevin and I have the Hunter Foundation for the Good of the People, and we recently launched our 8885 Hunter number for those of you caught up in the struggle of addiction. Well, for some time now, and even today and beyond, I have been living in a sober house.
All right. Well, she's been going to addiction meetings. She said where people don't know I'm Wendy, they don't care that I'm Wendy, and doing all of these things. Here's what she says happens after the show.
After I go to the Pilates, I go to several meetings all around town, and I see my brothers and sisters caught up in their addiction. Only Kevin and Kevin have known about this because I look so glamorous out here. But after I finish my appointments, I am driven by my 24-hour sober coach back to a home that I live in the tri-state with a bunch of smelly boys who've become my family.
All right. Now, according to the Daily Mail, because they did a whole exclusive article about everything that's happening with her, they're saying that she's been sleeping at a recovery residence and that there's a sober coach with her at all times. They even go to the bathroom with her. They said her free fall actually started last December when she hired a private eye to spy on her husband and found out that he was still seeing his mistress, Sharina Hudson. This is all according to the Daily Mail. And she's been checked into a detox and rehab facility where she continued to drink and take pills even while she was at that facility, according to a source.
Oh, yeah. Wendy Williams needs rehab from her husband, Kevin Hunter. Okay, this is yet another lie, another half-truth, whatever you want to call it, that is deflecting from the actual issue, which is the alleged abuse and infidelity from her husband. Like, it's a difference between being real and and being exposed. Wendy only came out with that yesterday because the Daily Mail article came out yesterday saying she was in rehab for pills and alcohol because of her husband, Kevin Hunter's alleged physical abuse and infidelity.
Well, she's going
but that's whack, though.
She's going
that's
through
whack.
A lot right now,
Why do you
though?
Think it's whack, Envy?
It's whack. No, it's whack because you're on air. Well, you are on air. Now you're on TV every day talking about other people and other people's lives, and you're giving your opinion on their lives, and you don't do it about yourself. And I really think that's whack because you can't talk ish about everybody, and then when ish comes to your house or your front door, you forget about it or you just sweep it under the rug. We all go through problems, we all go through situations, and here at the Breakfast Club, no matter what we go through, we discuss it because we talk about everybody's life. You know about my life. You know about Yee's life. You know about Charlamagne's life.
She sounds like she's having a lot of addiction problems and abuse.
Well, talk about it. Be honest.
What's the root of it, though? The root of it is the alleged abuse and infidelity by her bum-ass husband, Kevin Hunter. Okay, so here's my advice for Wendy Williams. She needs to go to rehab for her husband, Kevin Hunter, because whenever there's a story about him cheating or physically abusing her, she says nothing is wrong, everything is fine. She deflects to something else. And since she's getting ahead of things, she needs to get ahead of this alleged abuse by her husband, because that truth will be revealed, and the truth about Sharina Hudson, aka Nikki, will be revealed too. But good luck.
Sounds like she might have Stockholm syndrome or something.
Oh, definitely.
Like, that's what it's sounding like. 100%.
But she should be open because I'm sure there's a lot of women and there's a lot of people dealing with the same thing.
Yeah, and there are a lot of women, and everybody says, oh, why don't they just leave? Why don't they just tell somebody? And a lot of times when you're in that situation, it's not that easy.
She needs to be open because there's a lot more stories that I'm sure are going to be down the pipeline. You think the Daily
what
Mail
do you
story?
Know?
You think the Daily Mail story was the only story?
Well, what do you know?
According to the Daily...
Let me ask you a question. Was this new to anybody in this room? Can remember Envy dumbass almost said this a couple weeks ago? Right? Like, we knew she was in rehab. Like, come on.
Well, yeah, people are talking. Now, according to the Daily Mail, they also said that Wendy actually got her shoulder fractured during a confrontation with her, quote, cheating husband, Kevin Hunter. So,
who said that?
The Daily Mail.
Oh, the Daily Mail story that came out at 10:45, and then she jumped on her show at around 10:48, 10:49 to try to get ahead of it because they reached out to her for comment. Right? That story? Yeah, once again,
deflecting. See, I didn't get to my cancellation story, so we'll have to do that in the next hour. But I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
We got to stop deflecting from the actual issue, which is the alleged abuse and infidelity of her husband, because that is the root of the problem. Right.
Well, I hope that she manages to deal with this and go through her therapy and come to terms with what's happening in her life and get help and get better and recover.
She needs help and she needs honesty. She just needs help and just be honest.
She needs rehab from her husband, Kevin Hunter.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Kevin Hunter is a terrible
human being.
We got to wrap up, guys. We got to get ready for Donkey of the Day. Charlamagne, who you giving that
Kevin
donkey
Hunter
to?
Is a terrible human being.
Is that who?
100% sucker.
Stop, Charlamagne. All right. We get it. All right. Okay. Good. Who are you giving your donkey to now?
Well, we need Adrian Broner and Andre Caldwell to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them.
They're gonna like that donkey. All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Celebrate 25 years of moving the culture forward at the 2019 Essence Festival presented by Coca-Cola, July 4th through the 7th in New Orleans, featuring performances by Missy Elliott, Mary J. Blige, Nas, Her, among 50 more. Register for free events and buy tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it under Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heel.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, March 19th, goes to Adrian Broner and Andrew Caldwell. Now, Adrian Broner is a former four-time world champion in four weight classes in boxing. Either you love him or you hate him, but you have to admit he's entertaining. Andrew Caldwell is a man who went viral because he used to love penis in a past life, but not anymore. Remember this?
I am delivered!
He is delivered! Well, yesterday, Adrian Broner made the mistake that so many people on social media make, and he went back and forth with a Negro. All right, my man Lil Duval gave y'all a word. And his now classic record, Smile B, when you are truly living your best life, you don't got time to be going back and forth with people. And that's why this situation is such a teachable moment. Now, I don't know what happened in this situation, and I want also to say I don't believe anything I'm hearing in this situation. I'm just using this as a teachable moment to remind our listeners this is why you don't argue with fools, because people from a distance can't tell who's who. I really don't know who the fool is in this situation. I'm just following this from what I saw on some of my favorite social media Instagram pages this morning. First, Hollywood Unlocked. Drop on the clues bombs from my man Jason Lee in Hollywood Unlocked. Jason, what's happening? Hollywood Unlocked posted a message from Adrian Broner, and it said, "Hey, at Andrew C. Caldwell, if you don't get out my inbox before I punch the testosterone out your gay ass." And then he put the caption, "These N-words bold as F. I guess I don't do enough gangsta no more. Shaking my head for respect. You got to shoot an N-word. Get an N-word shot every week. F out of here." Mm-hmm. Okay. Adrian, take it from me. A man who gets gay guys hitting on him a lot. I work with a potentially gay man who flirts with me constantly. Shut up. Just hush. A hit gay man will holler. All right. Just take it as a compliment. All right. It is what it is. I'm just saying. If when a gay man hollers at you, just take it as a compliment. You know what I mean? Treat it like you would treat a woman you're not interested in. It's not that deep. When a woman you're not interested in tries to hit on you, you don't threaten to shoot her. So don't threaten to shoot him. Well, Andrew C. Caldwell posted a message. Can I hear this audio?
"God deliver me from homosexual, so you know I can pick up that spirit. I have an antenna, and I see you, and you do go that way, and you use these young girls as a cover up. No, you better watch yourself. because I'll pull these receipts. And you need to tell your fans you are that way. We see you. We see each other. I see you. And you do go that way. And my job is not to blast nobody or none of that. But don't come here telling me I was trying to sleep with you. No, you're trying to sleep with me.
See, I saw this on Shade Room. Salute to Angie at the Shade Room. Dropping the clues bombs for the Shade Room. Not only did Andrew say that, he posted a pic showing that Adrian Broner blocked him, and then he said, I will pull the receipts, man. Text messages in the inbox. Don't make me call my lawyer. Stop lying to your fans. You're losing potential endorsements because of your mouth. Hashtag homegirl. Listen to your Uncle Charlotte. When I tell you, whenever a person online says they have receipts, they don't got no damn receipts. Because receipts get shown, not spoken about. If people have receipts, they post them. They don't give no warnings, all right? Now, I would have stopped right there if I was Adrian Broner. I wouldn't have played with this young man. At that point, I would have just left Andrew Caldwell alone. But no! Adrian Broner decided to go back and forth. Now, I want the record to show we live in an era where a lot of things get misconstrued as homophobic, old tweets, you know, old statements. A lot of things in this era people call homophobic but aren't actually homophobic. This rant I'm about to play by Adrian Broner is not one of those things. All right, this is textbook homophobia, courtesy of Baller Alert. Salute to Robin and the good people at Baller Alert. Dropping the clues bombs for Robin. Now, let's hear it.
Hey, look, this is a PSA, because I don't know what type of funny boy on, but look, if any punk ass come run up on me, trying to touch me on all that gay I'm letting you know right now, if I ain't got my gun on me, I'm knocking you the out. If I got my gun on me, I'm shooting your face.
Yes, that is a textbook homophobia. Now, see, Adrian, you're going to let Andrew Caldwell trick you off them streets like this? Now, I'm sure AB's main source of income is boxing, so he doesn't care about endorsements and stuff like that, but you will never get them spewing that kind of homophobia. I remember when Manny Pacquiao made homophobic statements and Nike dropped him. All right, AB, you haven't been winning any fights, and now you're spewing this homophobic nonsense. You mess around the sport of boxing or blackball, you all together, okay? I'm just saying, you never know. But why allow a back and forth on IG to ruin your brand, ruin your career? Now, Andrew Caldwell clearly loves the attention, and you can't ever go to war with someone online who gives less F's than you, okay? Plus, online, nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. And boy, did Andrew come with an entertaining lie via the Shade Room once again. Let's listen.
So he fined DMs. All I said was, good job, man. Keep up the good work. Two, he's like, hey, what's up? You that guy, Mr. Deliver. I responded back, yes, I am that guy. You was in my inbox. As I say again, he want me to eat his booty out. And I said, no. Next, you know, I'm blocked. So as I say again, I'm not eating no more booty. You don't have to bend over nowhere and wash your booty with Dove soap, because I'm not going to eat your booty no more.
Why did you say when he said eat your booty?
What is it called when you used to eat booty but now you don't eat booty? Like, what kind of veganism is that? Is that like that vegan
analism?
Analism.
Guys.
I got an anal-free diet. Listen, Andrew told Adrian, threaten me with guns, I'll threaten to eat your buns. All right, the heat of your gun has nothing on the heat of my tongue. Look, I don't believe any of this, and I can even understand Adrian's frustration because he doesn't want to be lied on. But AB, nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. How many times do I have to tell you? Not to mention, they say arguing with an idiot makes two of them, so sometimes you just got to leave people alone. I don't know who the idiot is in this situation, because this is a prime example of not arguing with fools, because people from a distance can't tell who's who. I am from a distance watching on social media, and all I see in this situation is arguing with a fool only proves that there are two, and both of y'all look quite foolish this morning. Please give the good brothers Adrian Broner and Andrew Caldwell the biggest he-haws. Now, question, can a man live off a diet of just anus?
It depends on what the person was eating who you're eating.
That's how I was thinking, right? Could you get your proper sources of protein?
Yeah, you can definitely get corn.
Dude, the anus. Corn.
Whole pieces.
Whole kernel.
Yeah.
Jeez. You guys are disgusting. You guys are disgusting. All right. All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes.
Who's the gay person you work with?
Huh?
What happened?
Never mind. All right. Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can hit Ye right now. Again, the number's 800-585-1051. Carla now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's time for Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Sierra from Ohio.
Hey, Sierra. What's your question for you?
I was just trying to figure out, you know, how to keep my man happy. It's like he asked me to make dinner, you know, put on a sexy outfit multiple times out the week, and he just never comes home. And I just don't understand why he keeps me being alone.
Sierra, if he's not coming home, where is he going?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm up here now trying to figure out where he's dropping his kids off to school so I can figure out where he's going after this, because I don't know.
Okay, what do you think?
You know what I think. You know what I think.
Tell me what you think. Say it.
I'm thinking he's got a home away from home.
Okay.
Black
now, why
cheat.
Are you afraid to say something to him about it?
I mean, I do say something, and then it just ends up that I'll be home for dinner, cook us something nice. So it's like when I do mention it, he switches it around.
What do you say? And why do you feel like you have to please him, but he doesn't feel like he has to please you?
I don't know. That's why I called you, girl.
Yeah, listen, Sierra. People's actions can show you a lot. And I think that sometimes we are not honest with ourselves about what is really happening. Let's just say, best case scenario, he's asking you to do something, saying he's coming home and he's not coming home. Who knows what he's doing? But the best case scenario is that it's still disrespectful. He's still not even living up to what he said he's going to do. He's not telling you where he's going. You have no idea what he's doing.
None.
Worst case scenario, he has a home away from home. But either scenario is not good. It's like the best of the worst. So what are you going to do? Because he's shown you what he's going to do. Now, what are you going to do differently?
Move on. First, I'm going to first start by pulling away from his kids' school.
Listen, next time he tells you to make dinner and you put on that sexy outfit, don't even do that. He doesn't even come home for dinner. And you need to talk to him about this and tell him, look, you keep on saying you're going to do these things. You're not doing them. I know what's going on. I'm not stupid, and I'm not going to be stupid. So I'm not here for that.
This is messed up,
right,
man.
Thanks, girl.
First of all, black men don't cheat. Have you checked the local churches when he's not home? I guarantee you he's just in there praying for y'all.
Oh, he might be at the gym.
Word is bond. You check the gym? You check the church? Like, what's wrong with you?
You ain't lying.
Word is bond.
I felt that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know what it is, and you know what you have to do, and sometimes he's not come home.
He's at church.
Okay.
He's at the gym.
Well, then don't call me and tell me to make dinner and wear something nice, something sexy, and you just don't show up.
Thank you, Charlamagne. He ain't at no church.
And yes, we know he's not at church unless the girl he's cheating with is at church also.
What
about the gym?
And they're there together.
He ain't at the gym. He's fat.
Wow, you letting a fat man cheat on you, ma? He ain't black.
All right. But, you know, listen, relationships are built on being reciprocal, and he should treat you the way that you treat him. You go out of your way for him. You do what you want to do to try to make him happy, and he's not doing that for you.
Is
so
she fat?
It sounds like it's uneven.
Is she fat? Ask if she fat.
No.
Fat is not a political
fat?
All right. So, anyway, girl, get your life.
Are you fat, though?
Thank you, Yee. Have a blessed day.
You too.
She won't answer if she fat. I'm going to be honest with you. I hate to see fat men cheating on their women.
Fat.
Oh. I don't like seeing fat men cheat on their women. I'm going to be honest with you. That's disrespectful. You can't be fat and cheat on your woman.
You
got to tell
him.
She can go. Bye, Sierra.
She got to break his heart and break his ego and break his pride. You are too fat to be cheating on me. How dare you?
And it's funny. He said all he wants her to do is just cook for him. That's all he wanted. Just cook for him.
And then he doesn't come home. So it doesn't even really matter. All right, well, Sierra, thank you so much for calling again. The number is 800-585-1051. Call us up for ASCII. I'll help you out with anything you need some help with.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany, what's your question for Yee?
So I have two really good friends. We've been friends since high school, and we're all like 32 or 33 now.
Okay.
And I kind of feel like life has taken us kind of in the same direction, but I'm starting to pull away from them only because when we try to plan these girlfriend trips and vacations and just things around the city, they seem to have a problem with my choice of getting there. Like, we're supposed to be going somewhere in July, and I'm like, I'm not driving 10 hours. I'm flying.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, well, we can drive, and, like, why do you gotta fly? It just seems to be a problem with, like, the elevation of our lives now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling like I'm being a bad friend because I'm like, I'm not budget on that. I'm not driving 10 hours. I'm flying.
Girl, I'm with you. Let me tell you something. My whole family has to go to my cousin's wedding and they are driving 11 hours and I'm flying. So I will meet you there. And that's part. And they're going to drive with each other. They have a choice too, right? They could drive or they could fly. They chose to drive. You are choosing to fly. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'll meet you when we get there. I can't do
it. Right. And I mean, I guess it's also with life stuff, too, because I'm not talking to them as much because, like, we're just not on our mental thought processes are different now. Like, I'm a single mom of two kids. And when I say single, I am single. No financial help from dad or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they each have, like, one child. They still live with their mom, which I'm not knocking them for that. I wish I could move back in with my mom. But it's like they just...
Listen, I'm going to say this about friends that you grew up with, friends from high school. It's okay if you don't talk to them all the time, and it's okay if your relationships change and evolve. Don't beat yourself up about it. What you need to do is when y'all do have a girls trip, just go and have a good time. But you don't have to talk to them all the time, and people should be understanding. A lot of my friends who I came up with, you know, we don't talk to each other all the time because guess what? People do end up having different things going on in life. They're extremely busy, I'm busy, and real friends understand that. And real friends know when we come together, it's like we never was even apart. So instead of you having to compare, like, okay, well, I don't want them to feel like this about me or that, just be yourself. If those are really your friends and they love you, they'll still treat you the same. And we don't got to talk all the time. But when you do, you know, make some time to catch up when you can, when it's not an inconvenience. But relationships change. We change as people.
That is so true. You are so awesome.
Okay, good. And y'all have a good time. I got a girls trip coming up, too, in August. Where you going?
So we're going to Charlotte.
Okay, that's going to be fun.
Yes, so enjoy your trip, and we will definitely enjoy ours.
All right, good. There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can hit Yee. Now we got rumors on the way?
Yes, I didn't even get a chance to get to this in the last hour, but let's talk about somebody who people are now trying to cancel. We'll tell you why.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk us.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Rumor has it.
Club.
So listen up.
Well, looks like the movie Us is on track to be an even bigger movie than Get Out was during its opening week. So far, they said it's tracking to actually outperform A Quiet Place, which last year brought in about $50.2 million opening week. So that's a great deal situation for them. And yes,
Sean. I just want to say salute to everybody who came out to my advanced screening of the movie Us last night. We had family movie night. And I thoroughly enjoyed the movie Us. I was highly entertained, and I don't even like horror films. I don't pay people to scare me, but I like the way Jordan Peele does horror.
Yes.
And I don't want to give too much away, but I will tell you, don't go to this movie thinking this, you're going to see another Get Out. Because if Get Out was Jordan Peele's Good Kid, Mad City, then this is Jordan's To Pimp a Butterfly. Totally different movie.
Well, was Get Out a horror movie? It wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
Us is a horror movie. Get Out wasn't a horror movie.
Psychological thriller, right?
Yeah, but not a horror. Get Out.
I would look at this as a psychological thriller.
Yes, they're classifying it as a horror. Mm. They're calling it a horror movie. And they did some great advance, like all the promo stuff they've been doing and sending out and everything. So.
And the last thing I will say, because I don't want to give anything away until everybody sees it this weekend, then we can talk about it next week. But if Get Out was about racism, Us is about classism. And I think Us also is U.S. as in United States. I have a whole bunch of theories on this movie that I would love to discuss.
All right, now let's talk about Daniel Caesar. People are upset about him. Now, he was on his live chat on Instagram, and he referenced something that happened when Dave Chappelle and Daniel Caesar were together. Here's what he was discussing. Well,
for
here's the situation.
First time you heard him sing a little bit.
Yeah, very gay.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Uh-oh. I'm just kidding. Daniel Caesar's a musician from Toronto that I just met tonight. He's amazing. And he's a musical guest tonight.
What
I said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I offend you?
Yeah.
He's literally...
I'm drunk.
Are
both parties drunk?
No, we're all drunk.
All right, so originally that was the first situation where Daniel Caesar was performing. Dave Chappelle was at this event with John Mayer, and that happened. And Daniel Caesar, I guess, felt like he was being too sensitive. Well, now he was on his Instagram Live, and he was discussing black people being mean to white people.
Why are you being so mean to white people right now?
Why is it that we're allowed to be disrespectful and rude to everybody else? And when anybody returns any type of energy to us, that's not equality. I don't want to be treated like I can't take a joke.
Mm.
I just went through that Chappelle and I had to like acknowledge that I was being sensitive. White people have been mean to us in the past. What are you going to do about that? Tell me what you're going to do about that. There's no answer other than gaining understanding and keeping it moving.
Gay! What is he talking about?
So he definitely was drunk while he was on his Instagram. He was really talking about a situation that happened with Yes Jules, but there's a lot of backstory on that. But she's a white woman that people are canceling because of some problematic things that she said about black people, black women.
What did racism have to do with Dave Chappelle? Said I missed it.
He's saying that people have to learn how to take a joke and not be so sensitive, like they told him to learn how to take a joke and not be so sensitive when they made that gay. Oh, he's gay, and Dave Chappelle was joking around about him.
But yes, Jules wasn't joking. I'm so confused about this.
Yeah, so what's going on?
He's just talking about being sensitive about things. I'm trying to explain it now. He did say he was drunk. Here's what else he had to say about being canceled.
I'm sorry, yo, I'm drunk as right now, okay? You can be offended, that's fine. Tell them that they're a piece of but it's like, to not allow people to say what they want doesn't help you. You have to look, yo, are we winning right now as a culture? Or like, are we on top of a society? We're not. And you can't win the game by choosing to not accept the winning team strategy. You have to acknowledge your strategy and then build a strategy on top of that. I am black as f-. Being a victim doesn't get you paid. And you can cancel me. Make me broke.
So I'm confused. David Chappelle. No.
The Dave Chappelle show.
Dave Caesar got canceled because Daniel Chappelle. Hold on now. What's the guy's name?
Daniel Caesar.
Daniel Caesar got canceled because Dave Chappelle called him gay and Daniel Caesar was sensitive about it? What happened?
No!
They're upset about what he's saying about white people and black people.
So now they're calling him gay for what he said about white people and black people.
Yo, you know what? Don't explain no more. You just continue
on. Okay. Travis Scott, in the meantime, congratulations to him. He had a record-breaking performance. He made $1.7 million in one night. That was his gross, which is
that
really
was from
great.
Merch and everything, right? Merch
yeah, that's
merch
how much he grossed from that that's one dope. Show at the Forum in L.A. And he's also going to be doing an apparel collection with Jordan Brand. So he's having definitely an amazing year. Travis Scott, so pretty dope.
I also would like to say that you definitely cannot be sensitive when you're talking to people like Dave Chappelle. I was in a party with Dave Chappelle, and Dave Chappelle got on the microphone and said, shout out to Charlamagne Tha God in the party. We don't know if when he was born he was a man or a woman. What? It's funny. You laugh, okay?
All right, and YBN on Mighty J, he got his chain back. Well, Jay Prince got his chain back.
He got his chain back.
Yes, mm-hmm. He posted, Real recognizes real in every hood and has a way of connecting in spite of clowns and squares. The homies from the Bronx, and he added them, Hocus 45th, French Montana, KT. He said, kept it real with me and my son, Jay Prince Jr. Though it was never about the chain, it was about the name that was built off of blood, sweat, and tears. I welcome these brothers to our Mob Ties movement and look forward to us doing business in the future together. He said to YBN on Mighty J, I'll be returning your jewelry soon. Little homie.
Well, years ago, I said Jay Prince was a human metal detector. He will get your chain back. He will find your merchandise in these streets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I would like to say I was in a party with Dave Chappelle, and Dave Chappelle got on the mic and said, shout out to Usher in here just acting like everything's normal. Okay? you just gotta laugh, man. It's Dave Chappelle.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, and yeah, you heard that right. Hey, fam, I just tried Coca-Cola's new flavor, Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar. Yeah, you heard that right, and they're incredible. Try Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar for yourself at your closest retailer today. Thanks,
you got to give us like a little, just tell us when you're about to do it.
Hey, fam is definitely the tip-off.
I was in a party with Dave Chappelle once, and he said, "Hey, fam, goodness. Coke is." He said exactly what Angela Lee said about Coke.
Orange vanilla.
And he said it's great for gays. That's what he said.
Well, Coke will enjoy this.
Yes.
Because everyone loves Coke.
Hey, fam, thank you, Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, salute to everybody who came out to my screening of the movie Us last night. You know, I be doing these advanced screenings of these movies. I love having a family movie night. And
hey, fam.
As somebody who doesn't really care for horror movies because I don't pay people to scare me, I thoroughly enjoy.
So now you like horror
movies. The movie Us. I like the way Jordan Peele does psychological thrillers. Like I like.
Call it a horror. It is what it is. It's a horror movie.
Yeah, it's horror.
You like horror movies.
You know, and I like horror that could actually be rooted in something that could actually really happen.
Well, a lot of horror movies are based on real stories because there's nothing more horrific than reality sometimes.
Well, no. I think the ones we grew up on.
The Exorcist was a true story. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre was a true story. The Conjuring was a true story. Yeah. A lot of them are true stories.
Definitely not Nightmare on Elm Street, though.
No, that wasn't
Chucky.
Real.
Definitely not Chucky. Not definitely Chucky. Not Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Definitely not Michael Myers. There was a very good ode to Friday the 13th in Us. I wonder if people are going to catch it.
Well, I'm going to check it out this weekend, so don't put us on. Let's just let us see it.
Yeah, I was highly entertained. If Get Out is about racism, Us is about classism. And I cannot wait to really have an in-depth discussion about this movie because there's a lot of little things in there that, a lot of little symbolism that really made a lot of sense.
Yeah, you have to really think hard while you watch the movie also. Sometimes I watch horror movies and it's just gore, but this one was definitely a thinker.
Very convoluted.
Okay. All right, well, I'll watch it this weekend and then we will all watch it this weekend and we'll talk about it next week, all right?
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, positive note, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I just want to shout to all the colleges and universities that we stopped through. Of course, I went to Georgetown, Howard, Hampton, Old Dominion. Today, I'm in Atlanta. I'm going to be checking out Spelman. What else? Georgia Tech, Emory, and I think Clark. You know, it's dope because so many of people that listen, students and people that go to these classes or go to these schools have been hitting me on a DM telling me about the schools and what school I should check out, what school is dope, what school is that they hate it. So we appreciate you guys. Like I said, my daughter's into real estate. She loves real estate. There's not too many real estate majors. It's more like business. So we're just checking out all that stuff. She wants to be an entrepreneur. So we're just going to be checking out colleges. So today is Atlanta. Tomorrow's Miami.
True, well, and true. I want to shout out to my team from Drink Fresh Juice, drinkfreshjuice.com. That's my new pressed juices that are launching. We actually had our final tasting yesterday of all the different flavors. It's been a long process, but everything should be ready to ship out, I guess, next week. Finally.
Okay.
It's been almost a year since we started the whole process of getting everything approved and getting the bottling done. And there were all kinds of little things we didn't anticipate that wasn't going to happen according to schedule. But now it looks like we are in the final lap. And hopefully people will go and pre-order those because they are about to ship out soon. We do have discounts available right now, so you guys will be the first ones to taste it on drinkfreshjuice.com. It's been a lot of money that I invested into this, so hopefully you guys will love it. It's all natural. It's all fruits and vegetables, nothing else added to it, not even water. So it's not watered down, so hopefully you guys love it.
All right. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, sir. The positive note is simply this, man. It's not about perfect. It's about effort. And when you bring that effort every single day, that's where transformation happens. That's how change occurs.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine? Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.